Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for our daily magazine show, As It Is, and other programs designed for English learners.
Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on the challenges the U.S. Army is facing in finding young Americans who are in good enough physical condition to serve.
The same issues that the way they're impacting America's overall quality of life, competitiveness in a global economy, and other things.
Then we report on a debate within the Army about possibly letting some soldiers who fight wars on computers to be heavier than soldiers who are fighting on the battlefield. As we will hear, not everyone supports such a change. The U.S. Army's recruiting challenges and possible changes to weight standards for the Army's new cyber warriors. Those are our stories today on As It Is. We're on the radio, on the web, and we come to you on a daily podcast. We are wherever you are. We're the voice of America. The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq have ended, and Congress has ordered the military to reduce troop levels. But the United States Army and other military services must continue to recruit new soldiers, and it is having trouble finding enough people who are qualified. The Army tells VOA, changes in society have decreased the number of young people who are eligible to join. The U.S. Army plans to reduce its size from 508,000 soldiers to 450,000 by the year 2017. Most new soldiers leave the service after their first enlistment period of 3 or 4 years has ended. So the Army must still recruit between 70,000 and 90,000 young Americans every year to reach its target troop level. People who want to join the Army must be in good physical and mental condition. They must be between the ages of 17 and 34. They must have graduated from high school. They must not have used illegal drugs or have a criminal record. And they may have only small tattoos and none on their hands, face, neck, or head. The Department of Defense says 71% of young Americans between the ages of 17 and 24 would not be accepted into one of the nation's military services if they volunteered. The Army believes that number will increase to 80% by 2020, mostly because of the expected rise in obesity levels. The Army says about 28% of people who apply are rejected because they are overweight or have behavior problems. Others are not permitted to join because they have a criminal record or a history of drug abuse. Some are rejected because they are unable to meet the military's academic requirements. One quarter of the high school graduates who take the Army's math and reading test fail it. Major General Alan Bachelet is the commander of the U.S. Army's Recruiting Command. He spoke to the public radio program Here and Now in August about the Army's recruiting difficulties. He says the main problem is young Americans' poor physical fitness.
The factors that we use to measure and evaluate people to join the Army, increasingly, they're not able to meet those requirements. And it's very troubling, and the trends are not in a good direction, especially in regards to fitness. Young people are showing up at our doors increasingly unfit or obese, and it's a real problem.
The U.S. Army reflects the nature of the country's youth, and many young Americans are simply too fat to fight. General Bachelet says he is worried the Army will soon be unable to reach its recruiting goals. He says the country's current social trends may be creating a serious national security problem. You are listening to As It Is on the Voice of America. The U.S. Army needs cyber warriors to defend against attacks on the nation's computer systems. But it is having a hard time finding young Americans who meet all of the requirements for the job. Cyber warrior candidates must have advanced computer skills, want to join the service, and meet the Army's current physical fitness standards. So the Army is studying whether it should have different height and weight standards for soldiers depending on what job they will do. The possible change could permit cyber warriors, soldiers who fight the enemy in cyberspace, to have more body fat than soldiers who fight on the battlefield. Now, all soldiers must meet the same physical standards, whether they are cooks, clerks, or infantrymen. To remain in the Army, male soldiers between the ages of 17 and 21 must be able to do 35 push-ups and 47 sit-ups. They must also run 2 miles in fewer than 17 minutes. Female soldiers of the same age must reach similar timed targets for push-ups, sit-ups, and a 2-mile run. Major General Alan Bachelet leads the U.S. Army Recruiting Command. The Florida Times Union newspaper reported his comments about possible changes to the Army's standards for some new soldiers. The newspaper said General Bachelet believes people who are fighting a war in cyberspace may not need to meet the same physical standards as infantrymen. They must still be physically fit, healthy, and have a professional appearance, however. But many young Americans are obese and do not exercise much. Many of them are likely to struggle or fail to pass the Army's physical fitness test without training. General Bachelet did not say how the test might be changed to permit those who cannot pass it, but who have the computer skills the Army needs, to join the military. Beth Ash is a senior economist at the RAND Corporation, a research group. She studies military recruiting activities. She told VOA that new missions have always forced the Army to study different recruiting methods.
A few years ago, this issue came up in the context of language capability, that people who had language capability wouldn't necessarily meet other requirements. And the issue there was that people who have language capabilities in the languages we really needed weren't necessarily U.S. citizens or would have passed security clearance related issues. So these are smaller scale programs that were very targeted to a specific need, and the idea was these people would help meet that need.
The Army told VOA that officials have only talked about possible policy changes. They have not made a decision about changing standards for possible new cyber warriors. A spokesman said, the Army works in deliberate, careful ways on issues like this, so we don't believe a change will be made soon. That's our program for today. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time with another broadcast, webcast, and podcast edition of As It Is from the Voice of America.
Coming up, more programs designed for English learners. You can read and listen to our reports and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English. From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. Broadband internet service can be costly. Some countries do not have the high-speed internet because of the cost involved. But Microsoft Corporation and other companies have found a way to bring low-cost, high-speed internet service to Ghana. They are turning to some very high and ultra-high frequency bands to do so. These bands are set aside for aircraft, television broadcast, and other communications. But the frequencies have yet to be used and are sometimes called white spaces. Sean Seeley is Chief Executive Officer of Spectralink Wireless. His company and Microsoft are partners. He says their program provides students in rural Ghana with internet service within 5 kilometers away from the university. The students get 10 to 20 times more than what they would get through mobile operators at the same price, he says. Mr. Seeley adds that some students might be buying 20 megabytes of data for about 30 U.S. cents. But the program provides one day of unlimited data for about 60 cents. The program combines Wi-Fi wireless technology with white space to provide internet access to Ghana. Recently, the program became the first of its kind to commercialize this kind of network or system. Sean Seeley says television white spaces can be thought of as super Wi-Fi. They can reach further than normal Wi-Fi and are less costly. Both Microsoft and Spectralink Wireless worked with Ghanaian officials to get use of the unused television frequencies. Frank McCosker directs the program for Microsoft. He says the program is part of the company's $75 million For Africa initiative. Mr. McCosker says he wants the program to accelerate some certain actions within Africa. The actions include investing in new businesses and new technologies. They also include training and partnerships with businesses in a number of countries, including Tanzania, South Africa, Kenya, and Namibia. Mr. McCosker says the program works to find different ways to make internet service more affordable. He says they are working to provide internet connectivity in parts of countries which are not connected at all. Mr. Seeley says he expects internet service costs to drop in the area as white space connectivity becomes more available. Spectralink Wireless now plans to take white space internet access to Nigeria, Ivory Coast, and Cameroon. Mr. Seeley says Spectralink Wireless has worked on this technology for the past 3 years. They partnered with Microsoft over a year ago. Mr. Seeley says the companies have achieved something that is unique, and we hope that we will grow it massively in the next few years, so everybody can get affordable access to broadcast internet, which will change lives. And that's the VOA Learning English Technology Report. For more technology stories, go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Evans.